The procession of bishops unraveled as the prelates took their positions, and Stainer turned to face the entire crowded cathedral from the foot of the steps leading to his archbishop's throne. He stood there until the music finally swept away into silence. Still, he said nothing, only smiling, while that silence stretched itself into a perfect and purified stillness. It was so quiet that it seemed as if no one in that entire vast cathedral dared to so much as breathe, and only then did he speak into the waiting hush.
"My children," he said then, "this is a great and joyous day. It is always a source of joy for the people of a well-ruled kingdom when their monarch weds. Not only does that marriage become a promise and a guarantor of the future succession of the kingdom, but any ruler, be it king or queen, who finds the spouse of his or her heart so that they may stand side by side, united against all the world may send against them, is a stronger and a better monarch. King Harald, may God and the archangels smile upon him, found exactly that bride in Queen Jeanette. And now I may tell you that of my own knowledge, King Caleb has found that bride in Queen Charlian as well. Marriages of state are all too seldom marriages of the heart, my children. Never doubt that this marriage is both."
He smiled up at the royal box, where Caleb and Charlian sat side by side, and Caleb reached out, unconsciously, Merlin was almost certain, to take Charlian's hand in his own.
"This marriage, however, is more than simply the union of a young man and a young woman," Stainer continued. "It is more even than the normal dynastic marriage which secures the inheritance of a title or a crown. In this marriage, we see the union not only of man and wife, but of Carys and Chisholm, of two realms which will become one, of the commitment and fierce resolve of two peoples to stand for truth and to defend that which all men not blinded by avarice, greed, personal ambition, intolerance, or bigotry know to be worth dying to preserve. And so we have much to be grateful for this day, much for which to return thanks to God. There will be days of darkness before us, my children, for the struggle to which we have set our hearts, our minds, and our hands will not be an easy one, nor will the battle be quickly won. But when those days of darkness come, when gloom lies all about you and you are most tempted to despair, remember this day. Remember this king and this queen who come before you now to consecrate their vows to one another in your sight and in the sight of God. Remember that they have chosen to promise their lives to one another and to you."
The silence was even more absolute, if that were possible, and then the archbishop smiled once more, a huge and beaming smile, flooding the sober silence his words had created with a vast tide of joy and anticipation as he raised both hands and Caleb and Charlian rose. They descended the carpeted steps from the royal box between sweet-scented drifts of spikethorn to stand hand in hand before him. For all the importance of this wedding, all the hopes and fears and promises riding upon it, the ceremony they had chosen was very ancient and very simple. Any young bride and groom, however humble their circumstances, might have chosen it, and there was a message in that as well. They faced the primate of all Carys, and he looked beyond them to the waiting tide of faces.
"And now, dearly beloved," he told the people behind those faces, We have gathered together here in the sight of God and the archangels, and in the face of this company, to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate, instituted of God and the archangels, signifying unto us the mystical union that is between God and his church, which is a holy estate which the archangel Langhorne adorned and beautified with his presence in his time here upon Safehold, and is commended of the archangel Bedard to be honorable among all men, and therefore is not by any to be entered unto unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God. Into this holy estate these two persons present come now to be joined. If any man can show just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace.